A black vehicle waited for them, sleek and stylish. The trunk clicked open. Grace deposited her backpack into it. The man held the rear door open for her. Grace took her seat on the leather. The man slid next to her, filling the vehicle with his presence. She felt the warmth of his body and the almost imperceptible brush of his magic. That light touch betrayed him. She glimpsed power slumbering inside him, like an enormous bear ready to be roused and enraged in an instant. It sent shivers down her back, and it took all of her will not to wrench the car door open and run for her life.
"You're him."
He inclined his head.
"Yes."
The car pulled away from the curb, carrying them off. Grace looked out of the window. She had made her choice. She was a servant of Clan Drock, and there was no turning back. The scenery rolled by, scrawny shrubs and flat land, its sparseness mirroring her bleak mood. Grace closed her eyes. A whisper of magic tugged on her. It was a polite touch, an equivalent to a bow. She glanced at him. Careful green eyes studied her.
"What's your name?"
"Grace."
"It's a lovely name. You may call me Nasser."
"Or Master."
She bit the words before they had a chance to escape her thoughts.
"How much do you know?"
"I know that my family owes your family a debt. One of you can call on one of us at any time, and we must obey. If we break our oath, you'll murder all of us."
She wished she had been told about it sooner. Not that it would make any difference at the end. His magic brushed her again, and she edged away from it.
"What else?"
"Say as little as possible."
"I know what you are."
"What am I?"
"A revenant."
"And what would that be?"
She looked him in the eye.
"A man who died and robbed another of his body so he can continue to live."
The cursed revenant, Gerald had called him. A body snatcher, an abomination, monstrously powerful, clouded in vile magic, a beast more than a man. Nasser showed no reaction, but a small ripple in his magic sent her further away from him. She bumped into the door.
"Any further, and you'll fall out of the car."
"Your magic, it's touching me."
"If all goes as planned, you and I will have to spend the next few days in close proximity. I need you to become accustomed to my power. Our survival will depend on it."